This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Waide Lang Pariat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor, launched by the Indian Armed Forces, is not just a name but a powerful symbol of the nation's collective emotions and resilience. Addressing the nation last evening, the Prime Minister said Operation Sindoor has redefined the fight against terror and sets a new benchmark and a new normal. The Prime Minister added that no nuclear blackmail will be tolerated anymore, and terrorist attacks on India will have to face a befitting reply, and the response will be on the nation's terms. He said terrorists will not be seen as different from those who shelter and shield them. He also said that terror, trade and talks cannot go together. Similarly, blood and water can't flow together. The Prime Minister saluted the armed forces, the military, the intelligence agencies and the scientists. The ruling BJP and its alliance partners are set to register a massive victory. In the panchayat polls in Assam, the BJP and its alliance partners were leading in maximum Zilla Parishad and Anchalik Panchayat seats. The panchayat polls in Assam were held in two phases. The first phase was held on the 2nd of May and the second phase was held on the 7th of May across 27 districts of the state. Final confirmations of all results would be completed by this evening. This result not only cements the BJP's dominance in rural Assam, but also serves as a wake-up call to the opposition, especially with the 2026 assembly elections fast approaching. The Manipur government has announced an ex-gratia of 10 lakh rupees for the family of BSF Constable Deepak Chingakam, who was martyred in cross-border firing by Pakistani forces along the international boundary in the Arespura sector of Jammu. Constable Chingakam, who was serving with the 7th Battalion of the Border Security Force, sustained critical injuries during the unprovoked firing and succumbed to them on the 11th of May. His sacrifice in the line of duty has drawn widespread mourning and tributes from across the country. The West Garo Hills Deputy Commissioner of Supply has informed the public that sufficient stock of all essential commodities are available in the district. This clarification was issued countering some fake news in the social media regarding shortage of essential commodities in the wake of India-Pakistan conflict. Stating that the news of essential commodities running short are false and unfounded, the DC said that it could lead to unnecessary panic and disruption of normal life. Appealing to the people to not give credence to unreliable sources and refrain from sharing unverified news, the DC said that the officials of the supply department are monitoring and checking the stock and the prices of essential commodities on a daily basis. In Manipur, the result of the High School Leaving Certificate Examination 2025 conducted by the Board of Secondary Education Manipur was announced yesterday. This year, the pass percentage is 91.37, which is 2% lesser than the previous year. Altogether, 36,943 students, out of which 33,755 cleared the examination. Secretary of Education for School in Manipur, N. Praveen, said that some unwanted incidents had happened during the examination this year. The Education Department has formed a committee to formulate measures for ensuring smooth conduct of the examinations in future. The Meghalaya government has effected a minor reshuffle in the State Police Department. According to an official notification issued recently, Dr. Dura Aswaghosh, who previously served as Superintendent of Police City, Shillong, has now been appointed as the SP of State Crime Records Bureau, Shillong. Herbert Panyat Kharkungor has been reassigned as the Superintendent of Police City, Shillong. The Nongpo Civil Hospital in Riboy District, Meghalaya, commemorated International Nurses Day yesterday. It is a global event dedicated to honoring the invaluable contributions of nurses to the healthcare systems around the world. The celebration also marked the birthday of Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing, with the theme of this year's event being Our Nurses, Our Future. Caring for nurses strengthens economies. The event held at the hospital focused on the importance of nurses' health and well-being, recognizing that a healthy nursing workforce is vital for the strength and stability of healthcare systems. The medical superintendent of Civil Hospital Nongpo, Dr. Dibla, highlighted the essential role nurses play in providing quality healthcare services. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.